Some of the best things come about by chance, and that's certainly the case with an exhibition that opens on the 27th of September in the beautiful Baroque Klam Gales Palace in Prague's Husova Street. The show includes dozens of photographs from the turn of the century, by a photographer who for nearly 90 years had been almost completely forgotten. Over nearly four decades, Karel Kruis, who was born in 1851 and died in 1917, took thousands of photographs. Some are portraits of public figures, others depict country people going about their lives, and many record a rural Czech landscape that was rapidly disappearing. Karolina Vochadlo has a very personal reason for being interested in Karel Kruis.
He was my great-grandfather on my grandmother's side. She was Ludmila Kruisová, which is my father's mother. My father never knew him. He died about 10 years before my father was born. But we were always aware of this presence of this Karel Kruis, a photographer and chemist, mostly through his photographs, some of which we have in the villa in the countryside in Sedlivice.
Which is a house that's always belonged to your family, hasn't it?
Yes, Karel Kruis bought this house. It's quite near Sichrov Castle in North Bohemia.
So your family always knew about him and you had many of his photographs?
I've always seen these photographs at the country house, and we were always amazed at they're just simply enchanting.
The seeds of the exhibition were sown when Karolina was approached by the young archivist Miroslav Kotyshovets.
It really is thanks to Miroslav, who contacted me one day a few years ago to tell me that he was planning or trying to publish a book about my great-grandfather, and did I have any glass plates, because the National Technical Museum had discovered hundreds of them there, but he knew that we also had some in our family, in the Vochadlo family, which is my father's name.
And so he must have been very excited when he saw all your stuff.
I'm so glad that someone has taken this interest, because of him, I've discovered so many more things about my great-grandfather that I didn't know, my father didn't know, because we were brought up in England. My father moved to England in the late 40s, and we lost contact a lot with the Czech side of our family. But since I've come back, well, I have been re-establishing all sorts of contacts.
Interestingly, until a few years ago, Miroslav Kotyshovets had himself never heard of Karel Kruis.
Vlastně k pozůstalosti Karla Kruise jsem se dostal asi přibližně před 8 lety.
I came across Karel Kruise's work about 8 years ago. I was doing some pretty run-of-the-mill archive work at Prague's Technical Museum. I was sitting at a computer and wanted to stretch my legs, but found myself kicking into some crates under the table. I pulled them out and saw that they were full of photographs by Karel Kruise.
Byly vlastně plní pozitivních fotografií Karla Kruise.
It was immediately clear to Miroslav that the photographs and plates he had discovered were not just family snaps. He found out from his research, and later with help from Karolina and her family, that Karel Kruis had been a very well-known Czech scientist at the turn of the century. His circle included some of the most prominent figures in Czech public life at the time, including the greatest of all Czech composers, Antonín Dvořák. Kruis's photograph of one original Dvořák manuscript is an important element in the exhibition.
It is in fact a song called Spomínání, Reminiscences, and the song is about two A4 sheets of manuscript, so it's quite short. But it is the only document we have that this song ever existed with its Czech words. The Dvořák Museum in Prague does have copies of the song with the German words and also two copies without any words at all. So the only document we have that he wrote this song with the Czech words is thanks to great-grandfather's photograph.
Thank you. Karel Kruis was a chemist, and his knowledge of chemistry is reflected in the exquisite technical quality of his photographs.
He was a perfectionist, and this can be seen in his photographs. We can also see how his photographs gradually improved, and by the end of his life he had become a real master of landscape photography.
As well as his landscapes, Kruis also made portraits, some of which are very modern in their composition and the way they try to express the personality of the subject. One of my favourites is a three-quarter-length portrait from 1910, showing the agriculture minister of the time, Antonín Rezek. But the photographs that will probably most appeal to visitors are Kruis's images of Czech rural life, including the village where his great-granddaughter lives to this day.
My favourites are the photographs of our village, Sedliovice.
Tell me what you particularly like about these.
Well, I have to say my favourite is the one of our villa, because it hasn't changed except for the fact that now there are obviously trees have grown up all around Sedliovice, but the house itself is on a hill, or going up a hill, and it does look very imposing, the way great-grandfather Kruis has photographed it.
And then there are all these photographs of all the neighbours in Sedliovice. They're delightful, aren't they? Presumably the children and grandchildren of a lot of these people are still living there, are they?
I suppose there would be, yes, grandchildren and great-grandchildren are still there. Some of the families are still there. And we also have here a photograph of the local committee, which we also have now, of a different makeup. And they're just enchanting. You get the atmosphere of the photographs and of the village at that time. There's thatched roofs. Unfortunately, the last house with the thatched roof was replaced by a normal roof, but you can see from the, what they call doshki, the thatched roofs, that they're just wonderful.
And how do you feel about, you know, it's gone from the first phone call to, you know, putting the photographs together, working through them, and now the exhibition is opening. It must be quite exciting, isn't it?
Well, I didn't think it would ever come to that, because I was contacted by Miroslav 2 or 3 years ago, and I didn't have enough information for him, and I gave him a contact with my father, and my father was able to give him a lot of details. And then after the long cold winter, when we weren't really able to go looking in the attic in great detail, he came over in the spring, and we did find a lot of interesting things, documents, but especially we found a selection of glass plates, which the National Technical Museum didn't have. They were complementary to the ones, to the many boxes that there are at the museum. And Miroslav was very excited about this, because it made the extremely large collection complete, and they're extremely well documented. Lists of who the people are, when they were taken, the materials, the paper that was used.
Thanks to all this detective work and to the lucky chance that so much of his work survives, Karel Kruis can once again take his rightful place in the history of Czech photography. The exhibition opens on the 27th of September at the Klam Galas Palace at number 20 Husova Street in Prague 1 and runs until the 29th of October.